So today we're gonna go through the Gemara. We'll repeat the Mishnah just to be in things, and then go through the Gemara and try to figure out exactly what the Gemara's discussion here is, because the Gemara is going to ask about whether Toldosan Kiyotze Behen or not. Right? We saw the Mishnah has these four Avos Nezikin, these four head categories of Nezikin, and then we're going to say, well, if they're head categories, presumably they're Toldos. They're these generations of the Avos. And we're going to have to figure out if they're similar or not, and what does it mean? Are they similar or not? And it will also take us into Hilchos Shabbos, believe it or not. We're going to compare Nezikin, the Avos and Toldos of Nezikin, to the Avos and Toldos of Shabbos, and that will raise a lot of interesting questions about Shabbos as well. So that's our plan for today. But we're going to start by reading through the Sugya, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, onto the top of Amud Beis. So again, we'll go over the Mishnah again, just to be... To be in the flow of things. Arba Avos Nezikin, there are four of these fathers, literally, or these head categories of damages. Hashor, an ox that gores, presumably in a violent fashion. Vehabor, a pit that one makes that someone gets damaged by. Vehamaveh, which we mentioned is a machlokes, whether it's talking about regular Adam. But here, let's assume for the time being, Maveh is Adam, is a person who damages Ve'ahever, Hever being fire. So those are the four Avos Nezikin. Lori Ashor Kari Maveh, the ox is not like the Maveh, the person who damages. Lori Maveh Kari Ashor, and the person who damages is not like an ox. You wouldn't have been able to learn out one if you didn't have the other. Velo Zevezesh Yesh Ben Ruachayim, Kari Ha'esh, She'im Bo Ruachayim, and both a person who damages and an ox who damages, both of those are alive, and therefore are not like fire. That doesn't have the spirit of life. It's not alive. So you couldn't have learned one from the other. Therefore, you need all three of these. Velo zevizeh, and all of the above, shedark on lelich lahazik, that goes out and damages, right? A person, an ox, or fire can move and damage. None of those are comparable, kari abor, to a pit. She'ein darko lelich lahazik, pits don't move. So therefore, you couldn't have learned that one from the other. That's why we need all four of these categories. The Torah needs to teach us each of these separately. Hatzana shavashabahem, but all of them have in common, Shadarkan lehazik, it's their nature to damage, right? That's sort of the definition here. Right, people who damage things, or you know, it's least possible for people to damage things, an ox, a pit, and fire. Ushmirasan alecha, and you're responsible for guarding them. And then the result of that is, ukishahizik, if one of these things damages, chav hamazik, the damager or the owner of the damaging item is liable, l'shalim teshlumi nezik b'metav ha'aretz. You have to pay the payment, compensation, for damages in Meitav HaHaretz based on the highest quality of the land. So that's the Mishnah. And the Gemara immediately says, Midikatani Avos, Mikhlal De'ika Toldos, right? If that's sort of what's implied. If you have these head categories, we don't say these are the only four types of Nezikin. These are the four head categories of Nezikin. Presumably there are subcategories. There are Toldos. There are these generations that come from the Avos of Nezikin as well. Okay, well then that raises the question, Todosein Kiyotze Bahen, Olav Kiyotze Bahen. Are these second categories, these subcategories, similar to or not similar to the Avos in terms of the results, in terms of the halachic results? Now, we're going to have to figure out exactly what this question is, but for now, let's just take that at face value and go with that question. And the Gemara immediately says, well, let's compare this to Shabbos. So it says Gabe Shabbos in the context of Shabbos, Tanan. We learn in the Mishnah, and this is in the seventh parak of Shabbos. Avos Melachos Arba'im Chasar Achas. The Melachos of Shabbos are 40 minus 1. These are the Avos Melachos, right? The fathers, the head categories of Melacha are 39, and Avos Mechal De'Iga Toldos, the same diuk, right? The implication is there are subcategories. Toldos and Kiyotze Behen. In terms of Shabbos, the Toldos are similar to the Avos. How so? Loshna av chatas, loshna tolda chatas, loshna av skila, loshna tolda skila. It has the same exact onesh, the same exact repercussions for violating the avos and the toldos. Namely, depending on the scenario, but if you do it b'shogeg, right? Let's say you forget it's Shabbos and you whatever it is, you light a fire on Shabbos. So then you bring a chatas, right? That's shogeg. You bring a chatas, and the same thing for a tolda. Choose your favorite tolda, and you bring the same carbon chatas. And similarly, if you do it on purpose, be'edim v'asra, you get skila, whether it's an avra tolda. So the rules are exactly the same. Tolosei and kiyotzei behem. Let's just look at Rashi quickly on the Gemara. Achatas b'shogeg, skila b'mezid, right? That's the breakdown. You only bring achatas if you do an aver b'shogeg, that usually gets you kares, and you get skila by Shabbos if you do it b'mezid, with edim and hasra. Back in the Gemara, umay ika ben av letolda. Well, right, this raises a problem. If the results, if the onesh for an av and a tolda are the same, so then what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Why do we even have that distinction, right? If it's all the same, why do you need head categories and subcategories? Why not just say they're all the same thing? So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, nafkamina, here's the nafkamina, here's the difference. The ilu avid, shte avos, behade hadadi, if you do two different avos at the same time. Let's say you light a fire and you also build a house. At the same time, you forget it's Shabbos and you do both. Inami, shte toldos behade hadadi, or if you do two toldos at the same time, two subcategories of malacha, mechayev akol chada v'chada, you're chayev for each one. Okay, v'ilu, but if avid av v'tolda d'day, if you do an av and its own tolda, so let's say dush, threshing something, taking something out, and then making a wound, which might be a tolda of dush, right? Bringing blood out of something. That might be a tolda of dash. If you do an av and its own tolda, lo mechayev al chada, you're only chayev one. Right, so that's the difference between an av and a tolda. The difference is if you do multiple avos or multiple toldos of different categories, you're chayev multiple things. But if you do an av and its own toldos, you're only chayev one. There's a bit of a problem with what we just said. Anyone? Okay, how are we going to bring it back to Nezikin? That's a good question. We need to get there. But hold off on that. But did we actually say what the difference is between an av and a tolda?
We just talked about ramifications.
We talked about the ramifications, but the ramifications are all based on whether you're in the same category or not, right? So if you do avos and toldos within the same category, you're chayav one. If you do avos and toldos in different categories, you're chayav more than one. But we haven't actually said what the difference is between an av and a tolda. Let's say you would have switched it. Let's say you would have said, you know, the tolda is an av and the av is a tolda. Would that have changed anything? No, right? All we've said is that we have these 39 categories, and if you stay in one category, you're only chayav one, and if you do multiple categories, you're chayav multiple. We haven't actually discussed what the difference is between an av and a tolda. So the Rishon are going to deal with that. I just wanted to flag that for now, and we'll hold that thought. Yeah. The Gemara assumes you've learned Masechet Shabbos.
Yeah.
So we already know the difference.
Yeah.
But what's the difference?
Well, it doesn't have to repeat it here.
Okay, but it does seem to be asking here, right? It says, what is the difference? It raises that question right here, right? It says, my ikabein av letolda. And then we give this answer that doesn't actually answer the question. So even if you knew it, well, we should have said it if we're talking about it already, yeah.
This goes back to reflect about the point you made, what the question is, the yotzeba and the loka yotzeba.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did say, but the problem is, for Shabbos, we said it is kiyotze ben, right? We said the avos and the tolos are the same as the avos, and then that led to the problem of, well, if they're exactly the same, why do you even have that category? Why do you even say there's avos and tolos, right? So, for Nezikin, we don't even know if it's the same or not. But for Shabbos, it's like, it's too similar, right? If they're exactly the same, what's the difference? And the Gemara trying to answer that question of what's the difference between av and a tolda doesn't actually give much of an answer. So, truth is, seems like people are interested. Maybe we should jump into this now, and we'll get through the rest of the Gemara in a bit. Trying to figure out if it's worth doing this. Let's jump in. Okay, so on page 2 of the handout, we'll flip the order. It should work fine. So source number 5, the Shita Mikubetzes, has a few different opinions, all on our issue, and we'll actually start from the second piece, the rid here, cited in the Shita Mikubetzes. And he says, Nafkamina di'i avid, right? That's a line we just read. What's the difference between Avinatolda? If you do multiple, if you do an av of this and an av of that, you're chayiv two. If you do an av of this and a tolda of the same thing, you're only chayiv one. So he says, V'akati, havi matzi l'mibai, mimai dehai av, dehai tolda. Dilma ifcha. Well, we still haven't taught, we still haven't figured out what makes something an av and what makes something a tolda. All we've said is, if you're in the av, if you're in this category, you're only chayiv one. If you're in multiple categories, you're chayiv multiple. But you could just switch it. L'shinuya basra nicha, it works better with the continuation of the Gemara, meaning he just leaves it as an open question. This answer doesn't seem to work so well. And then similarly, the next piece, the Gilyon.
Premature, right? If I recall Shabbos when we're going through this, we defined all the subcategories, and then we got into if you did one or the other and what have you. But we just went right into. It seems like we forgot. We're not doing a whole chunk of definitions.
Well, sure. The goal here is not, we're not learning Shabbos, right? We're learning Bava Kamma. So the goal here is not to figure out what all the avos and what all the toldos are. The goal here is to figure out what's the theory, what's the approach, how do avos work, and how do toldos work, right? And so you'd think we'd have like a ready to go answer to that question, but the answer we give doesn't seem up to the task, right? That's the challenge here. But let's say you did. Let's say you had a perfect, someone gave you a list. These are the avos, these are the toldos. I mean, you can look it up in Shabbos, or it's a little controversial. How would that help you at all? You still have the same problem. Yeah, Abrami.
You said how it works. That was answered. And as far as what an av and a tolda is, why can't you think it's general and then more specific?
Okay, so you're suggesting an answer. This is not what the Gemara said. This is what Abrami's saying, right? Maybe. Right, but I mean, that's part of the question. We don't really know what avos and toldos are. This is like the locus classicus. This is one of the main places. But what you're suggesting is, in some way, it's not just that, if you do an av in the toldos, you're chayiv one. Somehow the av is the parent, is actually in charge of the category. How does that play itself out? What are the details of that? We need to figure that out. But I think that's a very important direction. We'll see that some Rishonim go in that direction. Yeah. Yeah, could be. It's laying out the question, but we still have to understand what's going on by Shabbos, right? Meaning that we haven't yet gotten back to Bava Kamma, right? We'll do that later, and we'll do that much later because I think we got ourselves into this issue right now. But but we still need to know what's going on in Shabbos, right? In Shabbos, Toldos and Kiyotzei Bahem, they're the same. How are they not identical? No, there's this difference. How does the difference make a difference between Av and Tolda as opposed to between this category and multiple categories? That we have to see. And the Tosfos Rid says he doesn't really know, right? He's really confused. And the Gilyon also, the next line in the Shidduch Kubetz says, Rizel Shon Gilyon, it means Sarech Lahasros Be'av. That's the next answer we're going to give. Tosfos is going to talk about Hasra'a, but that's our Gemara does not suggest that. If you don't say that, meaning if you just go with our Gemara has, Im Kain, Echa Davar Nikar, Eza av, eza tolda. Kasheinu chayav kim chada. Right. The whole point is, if you do the av and all the toldos, you're chayav one. So what makes something an av? What makes something a tolda? It's totally reversible, unless you talk about hasra. But our Gemara is not talking about hasra. But we see a seed of one direction. So this might support the direction Avrami was going in. If you say, and there's a whole controversy in this, we're not going to get into this in full depth. But there's a whole controversy in how to do hasra. Right. In order to get misa. You can't just do the Avera with Eidim. The Eidim need to warn you. They need to say, don't do this. You're about to violate this Avera, and it'll lead to the death penalty. And then, at least on the main opinion we follow, the person has to say, I know that, and I'm doing it anyway, and I'm willing to face the consequences. So, right, Afal Pichin Ani Oseh. So, when you give the Hasra, when you warn the person, when you say, don't do this, it's Asr, because it's, you can't just say it's Shabbos. That's too general. You need to say something specific. What do you need to say specifically? So the Gilyon here suggests, you need to be masra based on the av. And there are other sugyos that indicate this. You need to say, you can't just say, you're creating a wound. You have to say, this is dush, and it's a tolda of dush. Or right, you're taking out, or milking a cow, let's say, that's a good one, milking a cow. Right? You say it's a tolda of dush. It's a second subcategory of threshing. Right? Because threshing is you take the kernel out of the wheat, milk a cow, you're taking the milk out of the udder. Same idea, so it's a subcategory. You need to say the av. If you say the tolda, that maybe it wouldn't work. That's the suggestion that the Gilyon is saying. If you say that, then it makes sense. Right? If you need to give Hasra based on the Av, then we have something that distinguishes between Av and Tolda. How does it work? Because whenever you violate the Tolda, what are you really violating? You're not violating the Tolda, you're really violating the Av. And that's why the Hasra, you need to say, the head category, the av, that's what you're doing, not the specific action you're doing. That's a tolda, and toldos, it's not reversible, right? Because you can't switch the way hasara works. It's the av is at the head of the category in each case, right? Again, that's not in our Gemara. That's why the Gilyon here is perplexed. But that is a possible answer to the Gemara's question that the Gemara doesn't quite end up saying itself. Is there a hand? Okay. And the Marikat, at the beginning of the Sheet of Gubats, at the beginning of source number 5 here, has a different theory, a different understanding. Not that what we saw implied in the Gilyon, that the Av is somehow above and in charge of the toldos, and the hasra goes through the ab. And when you violate the toldos, you're chayv because it somehow gets circuited through the ab. That's what you violated. The Marikatz is going to have a different theory. He says, "Aav mechayev, a tolda lo mechayev." Where is this line from? Even it's interesting. Yeah, it's a slightly different girsa of our Gemara. Actually, it'll fit nicely with Rashi, which we'll see in a minute, but fine. But he writes like this. Hiksha mori harav. Right? He says his teacher asked the following question. V'dilma, lav mishum gri'usa ditoldahi, ela mishum dahavi ke'ose melachos harbe me'en melacha achas. De'eno chayav ela achas k'detam b'perek klal gadol. So here, the question he asks, and implicit in the question is a possible answer. His teacher said, maybe it's not because toldos are somehow less than avos, but it's just that you're in the same category. Now, being in the same category, that's what we assume when we started with, right? But what's the alternative explanation that he sort of starts with and then rejects, or he sort of rejects when he starts off, that some of this idea of griusa de tolda, that a tolda is somehow less than an av. So here, it's less that you have to root all the toldos through the avos, but rather that a tolda is somehow quantitatively less. It's less bad in some sense than the av. And av is really, that's a real avera. A tolda, okay, it's less of an avera. And, that's why we would think, that's why when we say, if you, right, we'll see Rashi makes this work well, but you would say something like, if you do an av and the tolda, you're chayav for the av, but not the tolda. Why not? Because the tolda is less, right? Let's get you on the real thing, not on the minor thing. Okay, if you only did the tolda, you'll also be chayav. But that's somehow less than being chayav on the av. I just want to finish the piece, and then we'll take the question. Matirates, his teacher answer, Dimishum griusa the tolda, havi ptur. It is actually because of the weakness of the tolda. When you do an av and a tolda, you're chayav for the av and not the tolda. Why is that? That's precisely because the tolda is less than. How so? De'ilu, of it, shtei melachos behadi hadadi. If you did two melachos simultaneously, afal gav de dami and ahadadi, even though they're identical, chayav al kolachas yachas. Right. So if they're avos melacha, meaning, let's imagine he's saying there are scenarios where you do multiple avos melacha, they're the same thing as one another. They're basically identical. You theoretically could have categorized them as subcategories of one another, and yet you're chayav on all of them. How does that work? That's just the opposite of what we said. Didn't we just say an av and a toldos under it, you're only chayav one? But here's the scenario. It's an odd gemara that he sort of uses for his purposes here. Kenmucha beperek klal gadol, the zore umirakeid uborer. These are all different types of sifting. Zore, you throw up the wheat and the chaff sort of flies away and then you catch the basic wheat. Mirakeid is you sift. Borer is you pick things out. These are all different ways of picking out the wheat from the chaff. All three of these are dami and adagi. They're all identical. They're all basically the same. They're very similar to one another. But guess what? They're each considered their own av malacha. V'chayev al kolachas v'yachas. So the Marikatz, or the Marikatz's Rebbe is saying, why is this? If you have these three malachos, they're all avos malacha. If you do all three of them, you're chayev for all three. But they're basically the same as each other. Well, why don't we just say the usual rule that things that are similar, that's an av and tolda, you're only chayev one. Why are you chayev for multiple malachos if they're basically the same as one another? So what's his answer? His answer, it goes back to what he just said. It's about griusa. It's somehow being, usually toldos. It's not that toldos are categorized under avos, and that's why you're only chayav one if you're in that category. Toldos are are somehow less than avos. Unless, so usually, right, if you do a bunch of similar things, you're going to be chayav if you thresh your wheat, and you milk a cow, you're only going to be chayav for threshing, not for milking a cow. Why? Because milking a cow is less than threshing. If you do three things that are all very similar to one another, but are all considered very chashuv, though, then you're chayav in all three. That's the difference. That's what Zohar Marakit and Borer is. So according to the Mari Katz, the difference between Av and Atolda, it's not that, you know, they're categorized under one another or something like that. Avos are more chashuv, avos are more significant, are therefore worse than toldos. That's why when you do an Av and the toldos, you're chayav on the Av and not the Tolda. It's a very interesting idea. It's a very different theory of, right, we were saying until now, avos and toldos is just a categorization scheme. And then maybe, okay, it's a categorization scheme where you root it through the Av. What the Mari Katz is saying is no, there's a quantitative difference. Avos are worse than toldos. And that has all these implications. Again, it's not explicit in the Gemara, but it's the way he's understanding the sugya to make things work, to answer what it mean, why it is that an Av is different than a Tolda. Okay, we had a few questions. Yeah?
So, as I see it, it would make sense to say that milking the cow or whatever have you is a variation of the Av. Because you could just as easily have said, you know what, milking the cow is the Av and threshing is a very... random selection, but if you say they're variations of the same concept, then you really shouldn't have a Toldah at all.
Okay, so I think whether what you're saying is true depends on which of the views we've been seeing until now. So I think what you're saying fits very well with the Rid. The Rid said there's no difference. It's all the same. You can flip it this way, that way. There's no real difference. So, you know, Av Toldah, it doesn't really matter unless you get into other views, unless you get into the later Gemara and what the Gilyon said about the Hasra. But that's what we said in the Gemara. There's no difference. It's all the same. You can easily flip them, right? That's what you're saying. The Mari Katz says, I disagree.
It's not an issue of flipping. It's an issue of You don't have to flip them.
Right, they're all their own thing. Right, they're all their own thing. There's no difference between them. And the Mari Katz would say, I disagree. Avos, the 39 categories of Avos, are worse than any Tolda. And that's, again, you'd have to sort of evaluate every case. Does this seem right or not? Or what's the basis for making it worse? Actually, that's the next line in the Gemara that hopefully we'll get to, but I think that's partially what's at issue here. Yeah.
I was going to ask something similar. I don't see how the theory that avos are qualitatively worse than toldos works with our Gemara. Gemara, you know, Pre-Kluv says lo shna yonesh, lo shna this other thing. I mean, yeah, it gives an opportunity at the end, but they're basically the same.
Well, so I think what the Mari Katz may have a slightly different girsa than the Gemara, and whether he has that girsa or not, Rashi says what he says. Let's look at Rashi, and then we'll develop that a bit in response to your question, and then we'll take unless it's on the same. Okay, so we'll get back to it in a minute. So everyone, look at Rashi here. Just first the two Rashis we did, Rashi we didn't do Mechayev Tarti Chataos, right? Your Chayev. For a told of this and a told of that, you're chayav two chataos, right? That's how we explain the Gemara. Then he says, lo mi chayav al chada. If you do an av and the tolda of that av, you're only chayav one. Now, I thought you're only chayav one. Why? Because they're all in the same category, right? It's the av, the tolda. It's you violated this category, you're chayav one. What does Rashi say? Mechayav, lo mi chayav al chada. You're only chayav one. Av melacha. You're chayav for the av melacha. Aval a tolda the day, lo mi chayav. Now, think about this for a second, right? Chorish, right? You threshed, and you also milked the cow. Rashi says you're chayev only for threshing, not for milking the cow. Right? It's not that you're chayev for both, and that only comes out as one avera, which I think the other. I mean, if just reading the Gemara, I would have said that too, right? Rashi says no, you're chayev only for the av and not for the tolda.
Are we talking about with hasra or without hasra? With the shogeg or with
hasra? Let's assume without hasra, just to make it simpler. Let's assume without Asra. You're only chayav for the oven, not for the tolda, says Rashi. Now, again, Rashi's clearly assuming it's not just that, you know, they're all in the same category, and we call it by some name, but there's no difference between the av and the tolda. Rashi's saying you're chayav on the av, but not the tolda. There's some difference. Now, I think you could explain it based on either of the theories we said so far. Right? The theory we saw referenced in the Gilyon, that it depends on Hasra'a, and what Avrami was saying, that you sort of root it through the av, that might work, right? It might be there's no inherent difference between avos and toldos, but since we put the av on top, you have to root everything through the av. It's sort of just a rule of how chiyuv works, and it's not just true for hasra, it's also true for what they get you on, right? What's on your rap sheet, so to speak, right? What does it say? It says the av and not the tolda. Could be, or, in just one second, or Rashi might be working with a theory like the Mari Katz, that somehow the avos are worse than the toldos. And for that reason, the tolda just pales in comparison to the av, and we just forget about it. And we're only going to say your chayiv on the av. There's a nafmin of Rashi, but we have like a whole lineup of questions. So 1, 2, and 3, and then we'll, yeah.
So going back to the Gila for just a second, if you cite the wrong av,
it won't work. That's wrong. If you say the wrong av, that's wrong, won't work, and the person won't get the death penalty. Yeah. Yeah, you have to be, and there are Gemaras and Shabbos about this, but they're controversial. So, but that's how he interprets them. Yeah.
I mean, crazy question. So if the tolda ends up being just totally negated, so if you end up doing an av, b'shogeg, the tolda amazing, so then what happens?
So there's actually, I think I saw there's like a machlokes achronim about this. What I think makes more sense is if you do one b'shogeg and one b'mezid, they don't mix, right? They're just not relevant. Meaning, you deal with each one on its own. We're only talking if you're doing them on the same level that they can really mix. But a different case that some raise that I think is a nachmina that probably works, that probably may actually work, is let's say you bring your carbon chatas, right? You were both dash and you milked the cow. Then you go to bring your carbon chatas, and you have in mind, I'm bringing this carbon chatas because last Shabbos, I forgot it was Shabbos, and I forgot about the melacha of dash, and I milked the cow. And that's why I'm bringing this carbon. And you don't have any intention to be mechaper for actually being dash. Only have kavanah to be mechaper for milking the cow. According to Rashi, I don't think you didn't get kapara, but you didn't have in mind to be mechaper for the right of Eros. You need to bring a new karban now. That's a huge nafkamina, right? If you just read the Gemara, you'd say no, like it's all the same. You know, it's not like you're chayav A or as opposed to B. You're chayav for the whole category of dash. As long as you had in mind to be mechaper for something within that category, you'd get kapara. So I think there really may be nafkaminas based on this understanding of Rashi. In that scenario, you have intention to be mechaper for the tolda, but not the av. That wouldn't work according to Rashi. So, yeah.
The lavatas malachos of avos are derived from malachos hamishkan, whereas the tolos are not as connected. So, instead of saying the av is a worse malacha, I mean, how do you define that? There are subcategories in terms of they're similar, they're variations, but they're not intrinsically.
Okay, great. So, I mean, that's actually the next line in the Gemara. Hopefully, we'll get to soon. But that could be one theory as to why they're worse, right? They're worse because they were done in the Mishkan. That's why doing this on Shabbos is worse. And something that wasn't done in the Mishkan, even if it's very similar, it doesn't have that quality of being worse. That could be a way of explaining the Marikatz, absolutely. Yeah? Okay. Was that a hand? No. Okay. Good. So let's continue in the Gemara now, and try to get to the end of the sugya. We'll do page 1, and then we'll do the Rambam. That's our plan. Okay. So just to recall where we were in the Gemara had said, are the toldos of Nezikin similar to the avos or not? They said, well, let's look at Shabbos and see if that helps clarify things. In terms of Shabbos, the avos are similar to the toldos. Wait a second. If they're similar to the toldos, what's the difference between an av and the tolda, and then we answer, the difference is, if you do two avos at the same time, or two toldos at the same time, within different categories, you're chai of two, whereas if you do an av and its own toldos, you're only chai of one. So that's the explanation we gave, different ways of explaining it, as we just said. But the Gemara now continues, the last word, on the fourth to last line, Ula Rabbi Eliezer, de mechaiva tolda, b'makom av. What about Rabbi Eliezer, who says, if you do... Right, if you do dash and you milk a cow, you're chayiv two chatos against what we just said. Even though it's in the same category, you're chayiv for an av and its own tolda, two separate chataos. Amai kari le av, the amai kari le tolda. Well, then now there's no good reason to call something an av and something a tolda. It sounds like they're exactly right. They're exactly the same. You bring a chatos for each one. What could the difference possibly be? And now the Gemara answers, and it's saying this within Rabbi Eliezer, but it might also be true according to everyone. The Gemara says, "Hach de hava b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, hach de lav b'mishkan chashiva kari le'la tolda." Now, there's two different ways of reading this line, and slightly different girsaos. But let's first read it like this: that which was in the Mishkan important, meaning that which was important in the Mishkan, like chashiva, like chashuv, right? That which was important in the Mishkan is called an av, and that which was not considered important in the Mishkan is a tolda. Now, that means, right? So in the Mishkan, we have a drasha that all the creative activities that were done in building the Mishkan are usher on Shabbos, as Phil reminded us a minute ago. And And so that's the basis of what the avos are. The avos are, but not everything that happened in the Mishkan, right? Building the Mishkan, I don't know, people picked something up and put it right down. That's not a malacha. Why? Because that's not considered chashuv. That's not significant enough to count as a malacha. But anything that was a significant creative act counts as a malacha and is therefore usur on Shabbos. That's one way of reading it. The other way of reading it is hach dehava b'mishkan chashiva v'kari le'av. Hach dehava b'mishkan lo chashiva, if you change the gears a little bit, as some Rishonim have, v'kari la'tolda. The other way of saying it is, if it happened in the Mishkan, by definition, it's important. And therefore, it's one of the avos malacha. And if it didn't happen in the Mishkan, it's by definition not important. And therefore, it's not considered an av, but rather a tolda. If you wanted to support the theory of the Ma'ari Katz that we saw, right, this would be a good place to support it. Even though we're saying this in the Rabbi Lazar, it's reasonable to say that this view also applies for the Chachamim, for the other view. And then you would say, well, that's the difference between Av and Tolda. Avos, because they happen in the Mishkan, are Chashuv, the second way we read this, right? Because it happened in the Mishkan, it's therefore worse. Because it's worse, it's now an Av, and as opposed to a Tolda. And then if you would do an Av and its own Tolda, what are you Chayav for? Only for the Av, because it's more Chashuv. The Tolda pales in comparison, because it didn't happen in the Mishkan. Okay, if you didn't do the Av, if you only did the Tolda, you're still going to be Chayav. But that's somehow less than the Av. And that would be the difference between Avos and Toldos, that we would say that for the Chachamim. For Rabbi Lazar, you would still say, with Rabbi Lazar, there's two ways of understanding this. For Rabbi Lazar, you might say, okay, it's still worse, but it's not, you know, the Av is still worse than the Tolda, but if you did both, you're still Chayiv too. Or Rabbi Lazar might say, no, this has nothing to do with Chashivas, this has nothing to do with significance. It's not that an Av is worse than a Tolda, it's just a naming convention. Right? Just we need to explain why some things are called Avos and something are called Toldos. Fundamentally, there's no difference at all, right? It's all the same.
They're all
D'oraisa, that's for sure. No one's disputing that. They're all D'oraisa. And it's just a question of what do you call an Av, what do you call a Tolda? Okay, so you know what? It'll be nice. It's like, we're sponsoring Shabbos in honor of the Mishkan. So, you know, everything that happened in the Mishkan, you give it an Av kibud on Shabbos or something like that. It's like a nice way of remembering the Mishkan through Shabbos. It has nothing to do with halacha at all. There's no real difference. It's just a naming convention. That's the other way of understanding Rabbi Lazar, right? So you could say Rabbi Lazar, there is really a difference. It just doesn't play out. You're chayav for the Av and the Tolda in the same category, or maybe there's really no difference at all.
It's the same thing for the Gilead. So that's around the same logic for Hasra, whether it's Hashiva or not Hashiva. It's
mm-hmm.
convention.
You could, right. It is possible to understand the Hasra point as based on Hashivas.
Mm-hmm. Could be the same thing as a
true. It is possible to understand the Hasra point based on Chashivas. The bigger Chiddush, though, would be to say it's, you know, that there's this rule that you need to give Hasra based on the Av, regardless of the Chashivas point. They're all equally Chashiv, and yet we have this rule. You need to route everything through the Av. The Av is like in charge of the whole category. So yeah, you could combine the two, but it's sort of a more interesting, a more Mechudash Shita to say it on its own. It's just a routing approach without any necessary chashivas being applied, or you know, any increased chashivas being applied. Okay, so now we explained what the difference is between an Av and a Tolda for the Chachamim. We explained it for Rabbi Lazar. So now we know Toldos and Kiyotzi Behem by Shabbos. The Toldos are similar. You get the same Onesh, but there's some difference. Whether that difference is, you know, that you're Pater in a Tolda B'makom Av, or whether the difference is just the naming convention within Rabbi Lazar, there is some difference. Good. And now we sort of change gears. Actually, let's see Rashi first. The last Rashi on the page, Rabbi Lazar de Mechayev Tarti. Right? Rabbi Lazar says you're Chayev for the Tolda, even though you did the Av of the same category. What does he say? The Avid Avid Tolda the day, Mechayev Tarti. You do the Av and Tolda, you're Chayev too. Shtei Chatos, Tarti Chatos, two Chatos, Maseches Krisos, Perek Amrilo. That's the Gemara that says that. Kulu Avos Melachos Mishkan Gamrin Elhu, Maseches Shabbos. And Rashi tells us, look there in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes, to see where we learned out the Avos Melachos based on the Mishkan. Okay, good. But let's now continue. The Gemara switches gears and says, let's, you know, we're done with Shabbos. Let's think about Tumah. Because Tumah also has Avos and Toldos. Gabe Tumos Tanan. In the context of Tumah, we learn in a Mishnah, Avos HaTumos. The Avos HaTumah, right? The fathers of impurity. Here they are. Hasheretz, right? One of the eight reptiles. that are mitame when they're dead, v'ashich v'zera, v'tmei meis, these categories, toldos and love kiyotzi behen, the toldos, the descendants, the subcategories are not like them. How so? The ilu of mitame adam v'kelim. Right? The father, these head categories, is mitame a person, and thereafter they're kelim. So if the person touches something else, it's mitame that as well. The ilu toldos, ochlin umashkin mitame, adam v'kelim lo mitame. But the toldos, right? How do you get a tolda of one of these things? A tolda of sheretz, shechazera, or tmeis is something that's touched by a sheretz, shechazera, and tmeis. Something that's touched by that is considered the tolda. That will not be mitame adam v'kelim. It'll only be mitame ochlin umashkin. So that's the difference. There's a difference, right? Shabbos, toldos and kiyotzivan. By Shabbos, the toldos are on the same level, the same power in terms of the onesh, in terms of the punishment. In terms of tumah, though, it's not the same, not really in terms of punishment, but in terms of, let's say, the power of tumah to create new tumah. A tolda is weaker than the av. We'll hopefully get into this in more detail at a future point in time, but in short, like the way tumah works is, it's like, some things are very tameh. Tumah is created, and then it's like a trickle-down effect. But every time it gets watered down, right? So a dead person, right? Rashi calls a dead person aviyavos ha-tumah. That dead body is buried by someone. The person who touches that dead body is considered an av ha-tumah. And then what they touch is a rishon ha-tumah, sheni ha-tumah, shlishi ha-tumah. And as you go down the list, fewer things become tameh. Right, and at some point only kudshim become tameh. Once you get there, it gets watered down every time it passes on tuma again. So toldos are weaker than avos. So the question is, the Gemara then says, "Hacha mai? What's the story here?" Here, of course, being bavakama, right? Bavakama nizikin. Is that like Shabbos, where the toldos are the same as the avos, or is that like tuma, where the toldos are not the same as the avos? And what does the Gemara answer? Amar Rav Papa, yesh mi'an kiyotzi behem, yesh mi'an lav kiyotzi behem. We give a waffling answer. We don't give a straight answer, although the Gemara will specify in more detail later what this is. But the answer is it depends. Right? It's a good Jewish answer. It depends. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're not. We'll see. Usually they're the same. They're not in the case of Tsoros, but we'll talk about that more in a minute. But first, a question. Yeah.
I understand the total sin by Tumah. These are not subcategories of
Yah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very important point. We'll get into this hopefully next week a bit more, but 100%, right? So both by Nezikin and by Shabbos, it's like a categorization scheme of some sense. It seems like that, right? There are the four avos and then the toldos that are conceptually similar, or the 39 avos and the toldos that are conceptually or physically similar. Whereas as you're saying, by Tumah, it's not based on a conceptual comparison. A tolda is something that touched the av. It's sort of passed on the tumah from av to tolda. So, if I understood correctly, you're saying, why would we think this is relevant at all? Right? We use the word av and tolda, but it's conceptually a totally different thing. It's not about categorizing them. It's about a trickle down effect.
That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out.
Okay.
The Gemara is just going to its database and say, where have I ever seen the words avos and toldos used? I'm trying to learn from them, even though
right? So it could be that, although, you know, that's a pretty weak havamina, right? It's just the same word. It's the same word, so therefore we say that, right? It could be. But, you know, maybe we'll see if we can come up with an alternative that there'd be more of a havamina that would be similar, right? Because otherwise it's pretty straightforward. And the answer is, like, you know, we'll split the difference. It's sometimes similar, sometimes not. So what was it so convincing what we said from Avos HaTumah, even though it seems like a different mechanism entirely? Okay, so we have, right, at least we have one approach. We can just say it's based on the words. We're just looking at avos and toldos and what are they. But stay tuned. We'll try to see if there are other explanations as well. Okay, let's just look at Rashi here. So I think Rashi here is going to help us clarify this question overall. When we ask by Nezikin, are toldos and kiyotzi behem or not, what exactly are we asking? Rashi here helps explain this. So we'll get, that'll be the, I think, the second Rashi page. We'll start from the top. Utmei meis. right? A dead body. Misha naga b'meis havi avatuma. Right, as we said before, Rashi likes to call the dead body itself avi avosatuma, the grandfather of impurity. It's a term Rashi came up with. Whoever touches the dead body is an avatuma, is a father of impurity. D'meis atzmo avi avosatuma. Right there you have Rashi there. V'anogebo avi avatuma. And what is an avatuma mitame? Mitame adam v'kelim. He's mitame, a person or clothing or a kli of various sorts. Daksiv koasher yigabo hatame yitma. Whoever or whatever this person who touches dead body touches is tame, is impure. The high krab it's meis ksiv. It's not tame meis. Chukas. Umajma the mitame adam daksiv an nefesh anogas titma ada arev. Right, so it's mitame people because it says explicitly the person who is touched is tame until the end of the day. So we know that you're mitame adam. Whereas the person who is touched by someone who touches their body is not mitame adam. They're only mitame food and drink because that somehow is more susceptible to tuma. Okay, so that was the on tameis. But then when the Gemara asks hachamai, what's the story by nezikin? Are toldos and kiyotzim or not? So Rashi says hachamai toldos the Shabbos, right? Told us the Shabbos, havi ka'avos. Right, that we saw. The Gemara said, told us the Shabbos are like the avos. Told us the tuma lo havi ka'avos. That we also saw. They told us the tuma are not like the avos. So what about here? V'hacha, told us the nezikin, my. What's the story with the, told us the subcategories in the nezikin? Mi amrinan, told us ki yotze behen. Do we say the told us are similar to the avos? In what sense? Lo shna av, lo shna tolda. There's no difference. Whether av or tolda, im hizik, mishalim. If you damage, you pay. O dilma lo. Or maybe we don't say that. Now, what would we mean if we don't say that? What's the opposite of what we just said? If we say it's lav kiyotze behen, then what? You don't pay. Toldos are putter. I would have thought, Rashi says, if you do avos, the avos will be chayev. Right? But if you do the toldos, it's lav kiyotze behen. Toldos are putter. You're only going to be chayev for avos. That's what Rashi seems to say. Right? It's a little odd. What's the problem with this Rashi? Well, first, but let's work with Rashi. What would be the problem according to this Rashi? Well, that's because you know the rest of the Masechta, but we didn't know that yet. That's cheating, right? But there is a problem with Rashi though.
By Shabbos, you're talking about punishments.
Mm-hmm.
In a Shemayim, so to speak, for Rav Eva. Hesek, I mean, notwithstanding the first two Shigurim, it's not really an Indian of Isra Behet. There, someone is damaged. There's a victim.
Okay.
But
maybe you're
exempt.
Okay, but let's say there's a victim, right? Your ox gored someone's, you know, whatever. It's a tolda. It did something weird, and it's
damages that are in the same category.
But maybe you're still putter. Maybe you're. Why can't you be putter?
Because the recipient of that damage is out to damage.
So you think it's unfair? The system would be unfair, right? That's definitely one problem. Right, right. Okay, so one problem is this will be untenable in society.
Yeah.
But there's a conceptual problem too. What's the conceptual problem? Right, if you think about it, there's avos and toldos. The avos are chayev, the toldos are putter. Wait a second. So what makes them toldos? Why can't they just be avos and then that's it? What do you need toldos for if you're putter on the toldos?
Okay.
There just would be no such category, right? If you're always just putter. So that's a bit of a problem for Rashi. I saw some people actually suggest, as Phil indicated, this goes back a bit to the previous Urim, some suggest, well, maybe it would be usser if you have whatever your isser is for Nezik, maybe it's usser to do the tolda in this Havamina, but it would be usser, but you'd be putter. It would be like Grumma, right? Grumma is usser, but you're putter. Maybe it would be the same for these toldos. Okay, in any event, we don't hold like this in the Maskana, right? The Gemara is going to say it's almost always kiyotze behem, with one exception, which is going to be chayev, but to a lesser degree. But this is a very, very mechudish Rashi, a very surprising Rashi, that Rashi reads the whole question of our Gemara. When we say toldos ain kiyotze behem or not, it's saying, are you chayev or are you putter on toldos, right? All or nothing. That's Rashi. What's the alternative explanation? Partial, chatzi nezek, maybe the rules being somewhat different. Absolutely. So let's look back on page 1. The first source was the Rashi we just read. So if you want, you can review it. But let's look at the riff. The riff, source number 3 here, is a good counter to Rashi. Very clearly spells out what the stakes are. He says, Gemara, mi dekatani avos, michal de'ika toldos. This is our Gemara, right? The Rif, as he usually does, paraphrases the Gemara, or even quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara talks, the Mishnah talks about avos, that means there's toldos, tos enki yosem, ola, olo, are the toldos like the avos or not? What does that mean? Perush, kevan de kaimalan, nezek shalem mamonahu, since we know nezek shalem is mamon, v'chatzi nezek knasahu. So this, we know from later in the Gemara, but just to say in short, right, you have shor tam and shor muad in terms of keren, right, an ox that gores in a violent way. Sometimes it was previously warned, sometimes it wasn't. If it was previously warned, an ox gores another ox, you're chayav nezek shalem. You're chayav the full damages. And that's mamonahu, that's considered a real punishment. Right, you're really guilty, the animal really, or you are really responsible to pay on behalf of the animal. Whereas there's chatzi nezek, which is a knas, if the, right, chatzi nezek, where the animal is a shor tam, it's not really the animal's fault. It's not the owner's fault. This was not an accident per se, but it's something that happened. You can't really blame the person. You still pay chatzi nezek. You still pay half in the case of tam, but that's considered a knas. It's considered a penalty. You don't really owe the money per se. It's some fine that's imposed on you. Okay, so we have this difference. Now these are all avos, right? This is all the av of keren. There's keren muad style and there's keren tam style. Those are both avos, but there's this distinction between the two. Umuad shehizik mishalim nezek shalim min ha'aliyah v'tam mishalim chatzi nezek migufo. Another difference is the shor muad pays min ha'aliyah, meaning just cash, right? The owner has to pay money wherever they get the money from, and that has to be high quality. Whereas the tam, you only pay migufo, meaning if the value of the animal that gored is less than half the damage that it did, it only needs to pay up to the value of the animal itself, right? So if you have the goring ox is worth 100, it gores an ox worth 300, that's now worthless. So you should pay chatzi nezek. How much is chatzi nezek? Half of 300 is 150. But because you only pay migufo, you only have to pay 100 because the ox that gored is only worth 100. That's another halacha about short tam. So there are these differences between tam and muad. Therefore, this makes us curious, he says. Ba'inan lemeida. Now we need to know hani toldos, the hani avos. Okay, so that's all avos, right? That's all the av of Karen. What about the toldos? Are they like the avos? Is every case of a tolda just like the av? And just like for the av of Karen, if it's muad, you pay the full money, right, from regardless of the value of the animal that gored. You would think that would be the case for a tolda of Karen that was muad as well. Vitam told the lake havasi mishalim chatzi nezek migufo, and the saving for a tam, right? If you had a tolda of keren with an animal that was not warned, it would pay half migufo up to the value of the animal. Is that true? Are all the details the same when we say right tolda sein kiyotzi, and all the halachic details are the same of the tolda just like the av? O dilma, or maybe tolda sein lav kiyotzi behem. Maybe they're not similar. Meaning, maybe you'd change some of the details. You'd say for the av, you pay nezek shalim. For a tolda, you pay chatzi nezek, or you pay min ha'aliyah. I don't know. There's a million details that might be different. But according to the Rif, what are we not saying? What are we very, very clearly not saying in our question? We're not saying you're totally pater like Rashi. We're saying it would be somewhat different, right? I mean, that's what the words imply, right? Is it kiyotzi behem or not? That doesn't mean exactly this. It doesn't mean all or nothing. It means, is it exactly the same or is it not exactly the same? The Rif seems to be saying a much more simple reading of the Gemara. Let's keep going in the Rif. Vasikna, we conclude, the kulhu toldos en kiyotzi behem. In all cases, the toldos are like them, are like the avos. The details are always the same, with one exception, bar mitolda de regel, except for the tolda of regel, umaynihu chatzi nezek tsroros. The case of tsroros, okay, so regel generally is where the animal is walking around normally and damages something. At least if it's walking where it's not supposed to be, it'll be chayev. But what about tsroros? What about tsroros, where it's not walking, it's not damaging by walking itself? It kicks a rock while it's walking, and then the rock damages. That's somehow less direct. We can talk about tsroros in more detail later, but you're not as chayev, and that's why you're only chayev chatzi nezek tsroros, even though tsroros is a tolda of regel. Usually regel pays nezek shalim. Tsroros is a tolda of regel. You think it should pay nezek shalim? No, you only pay chatzi nezek. So the same lav kiyotzei behem, the detail is different. Why? Tehilchas Gemiri La. It's a halacha. It's a tradition we have. Maybe halacha lo mishmi Sinai. Lo mishalim the chatzin nezek. You only pay half damage. V'amai kari la told the regel. Dimishalim in ha'aliyah. Why is it called a told of regel? Then if the din is different, right? Regel is nezek shalim. This is chatzin nezek. So what makes it a subset of regel? Now, part of the answer might be that it's kicking with its foot, but that's not sufficient. It's both because of that, but it's also it's a told of regel because the other details are the same. It's mishalim in aliyah. You don't max out with the value of the animal that did the damage. And you're putter in rishus harabim. Right? The whole point of regel, if the animals are allowed to walk in rishus harabim. That's the nature of public spaces, right? So if it damages something while walking, it's not the animal's fault. If it's in private property, then it is the animal slash owner's fault. But you're putter in rishus harabim. Same thing for tsoros. If the animal's walking and it kicks a rock and something breaks in the public domain, also you're putter in rishus harabim. So in that sense, it is a toldo of regel. It's very similar to regel on the details, with the exception that it's chatzin nezek. Umay aliyah mulashim in chasav. Aliyah means the highest quality of things. Kedatan hanizakin shamlan beidis. Okay, and the Rush, we're not going to read the Rush inside, I think, but the Rush channels this idea from the Rif as well and says, our curiosity is awakened because we see in our Gemara, we see in general that not everything's the same, right? A Tam and a Muad have different levels of responsibility. So then we say, okay, so let's consider whether Avos and Tolos have the same level of responsibility. That was the question in our Sugya, not all or nothing, but to what degree are you chayav? How might we support Rashi? How might Rashi be defended, right? Because we said Rashi's, it's a shocking view, right? To say, you'd be totally putter on toldos. What might support Rashi a little bit? Right, what we're looking, when we look at Shabbos, now even though Shabbos we say told the same kiyotze behem, but in Shabbos we raise the possibility that you're totally putter. Same thing for Tumah, right? Tumah is also all or nothing. You know, at some point you're not metame Adam and Caleb at all. Okay, you're metame food, but that's really a different thing entirely, right? You could say the other cases we're looking at are much more of an all or nothing sort of thing, right? Shabbos and Tumah, so maybe that's where Rashi's coming from. Maybe. Again, it's still a very mechudish Rashi, and of course in the Maskana, Rashi doesn't disagree with the conclusion, right? That it's always Kiyotze Behem, except for Soros, which is not Kiyotze Behem, but you're not totally putter on Soros, you're Chayev Chatzin Nezek on Soros. So even Rashi can't use that in the Maskana. He says, sometimes you're Chayev, sometimes you're not. Sometimes it's Kiyotze Behem, sometimes it's not. And in the Maskana, it's not all or nothing, even for Rashi. So Rashi himself needs to back off, but I think that's the best way we can try to defend Rashi's reading. Yeah.
It seems a little strange that it would be defined as a toldo because it shares the same tenet.
You're asking on the Rif.
Right. I mean, obviously, in many things that share the same tenet, it would be the common thread here that it's foot.
I think the Rif probably would say it's both. I mean, he doesn't spell out the foot, but I mentioned it. I think for you, it's the real thing. There's definitely a lot there, but I think as we'll see as the Gemara goes on, not all toldos look so much like the avos. Sometimes there's a much more tenuous connection between them. They're conceptually similar in some sense. It's not obvious that walking is the same as kicking. You could have made those distinctions. So I think the being done by the foot is part of it, but at least the Rif thinks, and maybe this is part of the Rif's point overall, the Rif thinks that it's also the fact that the details are very similar. With one detail, it's not kiyotze behem. But it's nezek shalim. It's not nezek shalim. It's chatzin nezek. But it's still min aliyah. It's still patur and shesarabim. It's really the same thing. But it's a tolda. It's a slight difference on the details. That's a tolda, right? But that's consistent with the Rif saying the whole point here. Kiyotzim la kiyotzim. It's not all or nothing. It means it's slightly different on the details. So that actually confirms that point in the Rif. He's consistent on that point. Okay, I think we're at a good stopping point here. So next time, we'll go through the Rambam, and the Rambam has, I think, through the Rambam, we'll be able to suggest a different approach or connect that to our reading of the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, and we'll talk a little bit about more about the Mishkan and about Tumah. So that's the plan for next time.